sure all the doors are closed and air conditioning is on. But I am still going to keep this short and sweet. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Jesus says, you cannot serve God and money. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
And, so you can hear me better and my voice is struggling a little, if you will give me a second, I'm going to turn the mic on. Excuse me.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a good God. The Father created you, the Son redeemed you, and the Spirit sanctified you. Money is not a good God. If you worship money, if that's what you serve above all, when times are good, it's a pretty good God. But money beats you over the head when you lose everything as you try to provide for your family. Money is a very bad God. The purpose of working, your vocation and calling, is you make money so you can provide for your family, so you can support the work of the gospel, and so that you can sow charity to the poor. Jesus today tells parables using an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And the parables usually have just one intended meaning. And so we're going to look at these based upon three simple words: shrewdness, faithfulness, and service. Serve God, not money, through shrewdness. Now, this parable Jesus tells is one of the strangest parables, I think, of all of his parables. So he teaches about shrewdness from a manager who's serving a rich man. He's wasted the man's possessions. The man doesn't want to dig or beg because the rich man's about to take his job away from him. So he does all of the people a favor that owe money to the rich master. He goes to the one who owns 100 measures of oil and says, change it to 80. The one who owns 100, owes 100 measures of wheat, changes that to 80. 100 to 50, 100 to 80. The sons of this world are shrewd in money dealings. He saved his own skin, and he actually made the rich man look good. Why is it that the rich man actually compliments his manager for doing this? In the end, all the debtors were happy because their debts had been reduced. The manager looked great to everyone because he helped them all out. And the rich man, who had this great estate, could afford these small losses. But the rich man commends him for his shrewdness, because now he also looks good to all of the people in the village, because they're assuming this rich man was behind this all to reduce this debt, so it was a win-win-win for everyone. Jesus, of course, is not praising dishonesty. He's praising the man's shrewdness. He used his brains with what he had to help himself, the people, and also, in a way, his master. You see, the people in this world are shrewd in stocks and bonds and how to invest their money, how to do this and that, because the people in the world are consumed by that and live only for that. But Jesus is saying, use that same shrewdness that this man had to take the unrighteous wealth of this world, which is money, and use it to help further the gospel. Take your time, talent, and treasures, and the smarts God gave you, so that other people can hear and believe and know that Christ has removed their debt completely. Through Christ Jesus, our debt has been paid in full. And so the main point of this parable, we Christians ought to be just as shrewd as the people of this world, with our time, talent, and treasures, doing whatever we can to bring the gospel to the entire world. Serving God, not money, means being shrewd in dealing with the ways of God that we proclaim to others. Secondly, the second word is faithfulness. If we're going to serve God, we must do so in faithfulness, Jesus says. Faithful in a little, you'll be faithful in much. If you're dishonest in a little, you'll be dishonest in much. If you meet someone who's good at sweeping the floor, that's a little thing. Maybe he'll end up owning the whole plant down the line because of his faithfulness. If someone cheats when it comes to pennies, later on they might be cheating when it comes to thousands of dollars. If you're not faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth, Jesus is saying, how can I trust you with the wealth that God gives? Here we are called to be faithful in small things, also in big things. My parents trained us to put our pennies in a little box that we took to Sunday school with us. Small amounts of money, but saying for us what it means to give what we have for Christ. Begin to be faithful in small things, and then later you're faithful in larger things. But we are called to be faithful in the use of the unrighteous wealth of this world, which is money, so that the true riches of God, that which is our own, the Holy Scriptures, the proclamation of the gospel, so that we can be faithful in bringing that message to others. A little child, it might be a little thing to invite a friend to Vacation Bible School. But then that little child becomes an adult who says to a friend, come to church with me, and I'll take you to Bible class too. Faithfulness in the gospel is what St. Paul said in the epistle lesson today, because my friends, this is the gospel. This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior. Here's the gospel. Who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. There is only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is only one mediator between God and man. Jesus is true God along with his Father. He's true man along with us. He is the go-between. He is the mediator between God and man. The direct line, the intercessor, our mediator, and the way he became that mediator was by giving his blood as a ransom on the cross. The reason we have this cross and that cross is it reminds us that the ransom came out of his veins, in his hands, and his brow, and his side. The blood that poured out was the payment, the ransom payment for us. We have been purchased from sin, death, and hell, and have righteousness and salvation because the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin. It is that gospel to which we must be faithful in proclaiming. We serve God, not man, and use shrewdness, we use faithfulness, and of course, service. Jesus says, if you're a servant, you can't serve two masters. You're going to hate and despise one or love and be devoted to the other. You can't serve God and money. And the Pharisees love money. They ridicule Jesus. They laugh at him because they think life is all about money. They justify themselves before men. But you know, you cannot fool God. He knows our hearts. He knows who we are. Things that are exalted by men are an abomination before God. Do you think how God must laugh up in heaven when we dedicate ourselves to money? He created the heavens and the earth, the constellations, the sun, the moon, the stars, the angels, billions of people, the oceans, the forests all belong to him. The only reason he gives you money is so you can take care of your family, support the gospel, and help the poor. That's the purpose of money, not to be selfishly used for ourselves. And so service to God is serving God and not money. God knows our hearts. He is our master. We are devoted to him. You know what? We are justified in the sight of God through Christ's death and resurrection. We have the greatest treasure of all, the righteousness of Jesus Christ credited to our account, much better than money in your bank account. You have Christ's righteousness as a treasure in heaven. God wants to see from you humility, faith, and a simple trust in him. So in conclusion, if we serve God and not man, the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid the ransom upon the cross, may we use all of our resources so people can be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The theme of our congregation is one family in our church, school, and campus ministry. The theme of the Missouri Synod is witness, mercy, and life together. May we bear witness to the gospel of Christ. May we lead godly lives, bringing supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving to God. May we be peaceful, quiet, godly, dignified people who bear witness to Christ Jesus. And today, let's serve God and not money. Let's be shrewd. Let's be faithful. Let's serve Jesus alone. To Him be glory forever. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.